Uh-oh, hey-o, no intro. What's going on?
Hey!
Latest episode of that SEC Butt Game. Samuel Smug Brenton, go by SEC Bike. And there he is, everybody's favorite skinny cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, just another day in paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got something to tease, though. I had a really good interview.
Yeah?
Not sure. It'll come out this weekend, definitely. Okay. But, and then I have another one scheduled, so we should have multiple interviews. But good news, little teaser here. The guest that I recorded with.
Yes.
He says, book it, guarantee, 100%, the playoff is not expanding because the SEC... They hold all the cards. They control it. Everybody and their damn mother could want 24, 48, 52, 67, whatever. The SEC is saying no. And until further notice, the SEC controls all the cards.
Hear, hear. Diddy, what did they say? Diddy Diddy or whatever it was. I don't know if you can say that anymore. Dilly Dilly, that's it. That's the one wrong one. But, hey, I'm right there with you, man. I don't know. I don't even know who the guest is, but I'm probably my favorite right now. Probably my favorite.
Hey, boy, you've been saying the opposite.
Expansion? Hell well,
you,
no.
Just that it is.
Oh, now, no, it is.
I mean, we had a mailbag. You were like, yeah, next year probably.
It's happening. It's happening. I don't think it should. I hope that it doesn't. I want to be crystal clear there, but I could kind of sense that it's happening, especially with the coaches out here begging and pleading for an expansion, even SEC coaches.
Right, but see, they have literally no power to change it.
I know. And so nor should
so
they.
Who the hell cares what they say?
I agree, but... I'm just telling you, if I was a gambling man, I'd have put $100 on it. I'm putting $100 on expansion, even though I don't think it's right. But I do like it. I like where you're coming from.
Okay. So, that's a little teaser there.
Yeah.
We might be able to – I just don't want to give too much away. But yeah. A really fun interview. And then, like I said, another one potentially coming. So, a lot of stuff coming to the channel this weekend.
No, buddy. And before we get going, I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife of 18 years. Today is our 18th anniversary. We had I can't believe it, man. We've come a long ways. So if you took the under on that one, you lost. I honestly, somebody asked me the other day, said, Shane, how long y'all been married? And I said, long enough not to look both ways when I cross the street. Just kidding, Lenny. I love you.
Hey, I can't believe you're allowed to do this today.
This is what 18 years of marriage will get you. It'd be like, yes, it is time for you to go pod. So, we're going up to the Berg this weekend. And before I get up there and hang out with all those cool folks, I'm going to stop in one of my favorite places, and that's Tennessee Legend Distillery. I'm going to stop in there, get us some spirits for the weekend, because my wife's going to need them hanging out with me for longer than 48 hours. We're going to have absolute blast up there, and you will have an absolute blast if you swing in and let them know the cousin sent you. Not only get a bonus gift, but you'll also get a discount off your purchase.
Ooh, I like discounts, Shane.
I love discounts. I'm at that age, right? I'm looking for promo codes. I'm looking for discounts. Well, you're getting it right here. Ain't nothing cheap anymore, so you got to make it cheap by mentioning the cousins here.
I was about to say, we all need the discounts these days, it seems like it.
Dude, I tell you. So I talked to my buddy the other day, and he says, you know, I think I figured it out. And I was like, what you know, because we're bitching about the gas prices. He says, you just got to keep filling up at halfway. Then it doesn't hurt so bad. Doesn't hurt so bad putting $50 in your truck than $100 in your truck. It's like, oh, yeah. Maybe he's on to something.
Well, hey, that's one of the life hacks that I do.
Yeah.
I never, well, I mean, it's, you're still, you're paying one way or another, right? But I always fill up my tank when it gets half.
Yeah.
So I'm never paying full price.
That's exactly.
I am, but I'm convincing myself I'm not.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what I just said. You're not even listening. You're speaking of 18 years of marriage. You ain't even listening, Mike.
Well, I thought you said just fill it up like you're on E and just do halfway.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he never lets it get under half a tank. So same concept. And I'll one up it, man. I'm over here at Food City. You know, a lot of these grocery stores have it. Like, today's Wednesday, so it's double discount. You better damn believe, as soon as we get done here, I'm taking my value card and I'm getting some gas in the truck. We're going over. So next Saturday, we're going to go golfing over at North Carolina. And my buddy's like, hey, listen. He goes, listen, I'll make a deal with you. If you drive, I'll buy your breakfast, my $8 biscuit. I'm like, I'm looking at the math. I'm getting ChatGPT involved. I'm like, dude, you should pay for my golf while I'm over there.
Sounds like he's trying to pull one over on you.
Yeah. He just thinks I'm a big old dummy, you know?
So today's show topic, Shane, I thought this would be fun.
Yeah.
Since we have some official college game day designations announced, mm-hmm. How about we hit on all the teams, and I'll give you each team's best shot to host college game day this season. How's that sound?
I love it. We got to talk a little bit about this yesterday, about the ones that have already been penciled in, you know? So then I'm looking at, well, if you pick LSU now, I mean, what other LSU games are you potentially eliminating later? You know, because they don't like to do the same team multiple times. But yeah, hell yeah, brother. Look at Simply.
So we'll start with Texas here in just a second. Shout out Simply. He gave us a donation, Shane. Donate $20 to the Shane Wife Tolerance Fund.
Oh, my God. Let me get a picture of this, man. I got to send this to her right now. She'll like that. Thank you, Tex.
All right, but before we get into Texas.
Yes.
We did have an update here, so shout out to Ahmad Hardy. We all know it. Well, maybe mm-hmm. You don't. Maybe you missed it. He unfortunately got shot over the weekend, and he's back in Columbia, so it's great news there. But we had an update here, Shane, from head coach Eli Drinkwitz. You know, it's short and sweet here. There's an opportunity. Ahmad Hardy could be back this year. There is also an opportunity he will not be back this year. We don't know those answers. We won't know those answers for a few weeks. So, again, it's good news. He's back. He's you know, going to make a full recovery. But we still don't quite have a timeline. That is directly from Coach Eli Drinkwitz. So, I just wanted to pass that along because, man, he's one of the best players in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that he does play because I don't want this season to because that's what they'll do. This season will have an asterisk on it because we're talking about, I mean, they still got a hell of a running back room. I'm not worried about, you know, Arkansas peanut butter, you know what I'm saying? But how cool would it be for that Kansas game, him to roll out on a horse or something, you know? Like, we think he's sitting, he ain't playing, then all of a sudden he comes in with a flag, you know, just going to town. So I wish him the best, and I honestly, obviously, they're not going to rush him to this, and we don't know the extent of the injuries, but we do hope that he's able to suit up.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to save him for a home game.
Yeah. Can we pull out schedule?
They're just going to get their ass booed on Kansas, so to hell with them.
I know, but everybody likes a villain too, you know. Can you pull up that schedule? So would it be Florida? It'd be Florida, right? No, maybe Texas A&M. Texas A&M would be a good one.
I mean, hell, there's no way. I mean, we're just throwing darts at a pinata over here. But yeah, I mean, I really don't know.
Yeah, he's got to come in. I mean, I just think you could break glass like Stone Cold's coming out, you know?
All right, so for Simply, Shane, let's go to Texas. Now, they've already got a game day.
Yes.
In case anybody missed it, let me share that as well. So this is, we got the primetime games.
Yep.
And anybody that missed it, these first two, Clemson at LSU has been confirmed college game day. Ohio State at Texas confirmed College game day week two. So we already have an answer for Texas, but I went a step further, Shannon. So I'm going to give Texas a second option, most likely to host college game day for a second time. I'm going to say, Shane, October 24th against the Ole Miss Rebels. Now, I could, you know, you could throw Oklahoma in here too, but that's not really hosting it. That's Dallas. That'll be a hyped game. There's a lot of great games on the schedule, unfortunately for Texas. Most of them are away or neutral site this year.
Yeah.
But Florida I considered, but I think Ole Miss has got to be the selection here. Ole Miss is going to be preseason roughly top 10. Yeah. Texas is going to be preseason top 3 probably at worst. So that's a game I got circled. I think it could be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah, and a lot has to happen, right? Not just with Texas, but Ole Miss. This is seventh game of the season, but I'm right there with you. Obviously, the Ohio State's going to be a game day. I do think the Red River will also be one, even though, like you said, they're not technically hosting this thing. So I would say very unlikely Ole Miss gets there, but if Ole Miss rolls in there undefeated or even one loss, I don't see how you could not want to televise it. Why this would not be the game of the week. You know what I'm saying? So this could be potential playoff match if all goes well for both teams.
And I've even gone a step further, Shane. I always go a step further if I can, right?
Hey, look at you doing steps.
I have predicted most likely SEC Nation for each team as well. But that just doesn't fit the headline quite as cool. I love SEC Nation over game day. I just because I'm all SEC all the time. But game there, I think it's got to be Florida.
Yeah.
October 17th. So, I mean, the Longhorns could be getting a lot of coverage here, as they always do. Shane, Ohio State's already confirmed. But Oklahoma's an option. Remember, Oklahoma's got to play at Michigan, at Georgia before this.
Yeah.
If they're racking up losses, they're not going to get game day. And now if they rack up wins, I would almost guarantee it's going to be a game day. So that's an option. I think SEC Nation for Florida, I think, will be they'll have the rematch. I think Florida's going to be much improved this year. So I'm predicting Florida's going to be solid by October 17th. And then game day the next week. I mean, ESPN is going to get tired of Austin by mid-October. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, what about ESPN3 game? Roadrunner? No. JP Pilot game of the week. That's Mississippi State, right? Maybe Arkansas. Maybe Arkansas. That's a rivalry. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So who should we do next, Shane? How about for old Steven Up? We do Alabama.
Road Tide.
Shout out Steven Up here. So I think this was a little obvious, but for me, most likely college game day, Alabama. It's got to be October 10th. Them Georgia Bulldogs come to Tuscaloosa. If everything goes according to plan, Alabama's undefeated. And Georgia's got some tough tests prior to this game, including Oklahoma, but it is in Athens.
Yeah.
So you got to feel pretty good about Georgia's chances of being a highly ranked team at that point in time. And Alabama, I don't think they'll – maybe I'm wrong here, Shane, but I don't think Alabama's going to be preseason top 10. I think they'll be right on the outside looking in. But if they're 5-0, they'll be top 10 for sure. So we'll be getting a top matchup there. Any other games you could I think this is kind of a no-brainer here for game day.
I think it is a no-brainer. I am curious about, I think if you got Florida State later in the year, give them an opportunity, because I feel like they could definitely start the season undefeated. That would be an interesting one. That way they're kind of knocking out the ACC team too, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but that's LSU Ole Miss. I mean, we surely are not going to pick Florida State, Alabama. So that you got to factor all that into these.
Right. Well, I mean, you're also factoring in that they're both undefeated. I'm just saying, I mean, if I said if you had FSU later, you know? So right. That's the only other intriguing one that I think game day would be interested in. I mean, depending on Texas A&M's record, that's the only other option I see on this list.
Yeah, so that's the one I gave him for SEC Nation. I bet you that'll be one of the games circled for the SEC Network to come to Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. A&M, I think, will be really good again. Bama, I'm not so sure, but we'll see. They could be.
Uh-huh.
You know, they own Georgia's ass, unless it's SEC championship. You know, if they're one loss or undefeated, man, that A&M game is going to be insane too.
What's I'm not saying this happens, but what's South Carolina's first three?
I mean, Carolina should be undefeated. They've got two cupcake games, and then they got Mississippi State.
Okay, yeah. If they knocked off somebody important,
but again, game day is not coming from Carolina. No offense, they've got to earn it.
Well, since we're on here, is there one that you would see South Carolina getting?
Of course, I got them for all these teams, buddy. Come on, that's what we do. But for me, I think it's got to be Tennessee, October 24th. Because here's the scenario, Shane, where you beat Alabama. Oh, buddy, we start to turn heads. Will Stein, get the hell out of here. I'm about completely bought in on that, and that's at home. You know, you'd probably have to finish the deal.
Yeah.
And beat Florida at Florida, no given. I don't think you're getting College game day unless you're undefeated. But if you are, I think there's an opportunity where you've kind of caught the nation's attention, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you could sit here and say, well, what about Georgia? What about A&M? Man, I think even the most diehard South Carolina fan, I mean, we all want our team to go 12-0, right? But
yeah.
What are the odds they're winning at Bama, at Oklahoma, at Florida, Tennessee at home, A&M as well? Now, maybe they can. Maybe they can beat all those teams, but I think that's pretty unrealistic. If we're 10-0, yeah, make it the Georgia one. But I don't think it's crazy to sit here and say they'll be 6-0.
No, I feel like that's what we're doing here, right? What is the best possibility for South Carolina? Because we're going to talk about it. We'll have our optimistic show. But I don't think it's crazy optimistic to say, other than Alabama, they can win every single game, right? They may be favorites to win every single game. So going on the road, beating the Tide, you know, that game was pretty damn close here the last couple of seasons. Maybe it's the one time South Carolina gets a good break here. And if they beat Bama, then obviously, too, depend on Tennessee. You know, they can't have any slip-ups early either. But if that's the case.
Oh, they'll be undefeated.
I like it, Mike. I like it. Hell yeah, they will. Let's put it there. Let's put it October 24th. Let's go.
And then SEC Nation. I'm giving them that Georgia one. We got robbed of that game the last 2 years. It used to be an annual affair. Mm-hmm. It's a good matchup. Georgia at home. It's going to be a real opportunity for you to upset the dogs. Give me SEC Nation coming to Columbia November 21st.
I don't hate it, but I will also throw out the A&M one. Because that one has been freaking dynamite the last two seasons, you know. Mm-hmm. So hopefully a night game there at William Bryce. That'd probably be my second option is Texas A&M.
Okay. No, that's a good one. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
We got a lot of options here for the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. Come on now. Spurs up, baby.
Well, how about speaking of Tennessee? I've said they'll be undefeated.
Let's of course they will.
Best game day, though. Oh, man. There's a lot of options here. I considered Texas. Mm-hmm. I considered Bama. But I got to go. I mean, we're just – ESPN is, you know, all the media obsessed, seemingly, with LSU and Lane Kiffin. Yeah. Give me November 21st. Could be a playoff-type game for LSU and Tennessee. So I think, you know, that the hype around that, if Tennessee overachieves, which I think they will, if LSU is still in the playoff mix, I think that's your game right there. The Lane Kiffin storylines, man, that'd be pretty juicy.
Yeah. Obviously, that will be a fun football game. Somebody will be covering that one regardless, just because it will be electric. And, you know, depending on what happens at Ole Miss, you know what I'm saying? We may get a 2.0 here with Kiffin's return to Knoxville. But I think the easy answer here is third Saturday in October with Alabama, just because the last time they were here, Mike, probably one of the the last two times, right? It's you know, we love seeing Alabama in Knoxville. We hate seeing them in Tuscaloosa. But a lot of things I feel like have to go right. Tennessee would have to get back by Texas. Alabama would have to be undefeated for this thing to happen. So what's more likely, them making it to November 21st with LSU or the third Saturday in October? I'm going to go with that game. So give me Tennessee and Bama.
That's my SEC Nation.
Yeah.
So you're not far off. But I like that. I think LSU is a bigger draw than Bama this year.
I think SEC Nation, the battle of the real UT, September 26th, Tennessee, Texas. You got to have some specials around that one. I can't imagine there's too many good games. There probably are. I just don't have the schedules memorized. But that week, I feel like that one's going to be teed up pretty nice to have some good coverage.
Yeah, I mean, that's a busy week, too. Ole Miss, Florida, Oklahoma at Georgia, A&M at LSU, South Carolina, Bama.
Ugh, yeah.
That's going to be tough for Tennessee to get it, I think.
But again, even if Tennessee's not losing, Texas may have won with Ohio State. You know, there's still going to be two top 15 teams playing against each other, you know? Top 10, maybe.
I don't know if Tennessee will be ranked that high.
Not with that.
Some people don't even have them in the top 25. And they're not going to get top 15 by Furman, Georgia Tech, Kennesaw.
Some people think the earth is flat, you know? I mean, I can't help what people think, Mike. I'm just telling you what they are, and they're a top 25 team.
But you just said 15.
They will be by the time you get there, because they're going to kill Georgia Tech, and then everybody's going to be like, oh, man, they're real. It's a real deal. The first 3 weeks are going to be absolute bloodbaths, and we're going to be like, the Vols are back, baby.
Okay.
It feels like 98.
Shane's playing checkers. I'm playing chess over here. All right. How about for the Aggies, Shane? A lot of good candidates here as well. But you got to remember, again, that Texas one, that's the one everybody wants to circle, right?
Yeah.
It's a Friday game. You ain't getting game day on a Friday. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for me, I think it's got to be Tennessee, November 14th. Now, again, maybe I'm skewed because I think Tennessee's going to be pretty good. So this could be a playoff-type game for Tennessee and A&M late in the year. Aside from, again, we can't pick Texas. I think Tennessee is a kind of the easy option here for A&M.
Yeah. I just booked a room for this game, Mike. I can't wait to get down there. Out of all the A&M games, it's the one I'm looking forward to the most because seeing Billy and the crew down there and just, you know, I mean, I've never been to Caulfield. It's going to be an awesome experience, and I really hope that this is – dude, I just hope this is a game that we're trying to say, okay, if they win, this may be the SEC championship playing. It could be. I could be convinced that, you know, that one seed. So that's just where I'm at right now in an optimistic offseason.
Shout out Cousin Derek. He says Tennessee going to be Shane's playoff frontrunner by halftime of the Furman game.
Crown him. You know, every time we play them, one of them cupcake games, it's just like, hell yeah, we're back, baby. Remember Nico, he threw for like 50 points in that one game. I can't remember who we were playing. We're like, oh, my God. You let him sit on the bench all year long, you crazy bastard. You know? And now we're like, we hate Nico.
And then SEC Nation for A&M, Shane. Now, this one's a little bit tougher. But I went with Arkansas. Because I don't know. Maybe it's Kentucky.
Yeah.
But
it's early, right?
Yeah. And my logic now, maybe we'll do Arkansas after this, is because it's tough to, you know, hype them up necessarily. But all it's going to take is an upset.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Arkansas is a little bit of a story, a little bit of a draw. So I think that was my logic there.
Let me ask you, because I'm not really sure. Does SEC only choose SEC games?
Yes.
So like Arizona State wouldn't be an option there.
Oh, no. I mean, they do those, but they prefer not to.
Yeah. I was just wondering, because, I mean, that could be a fun game. That could be a good one early in the season. No? You already got a week two matched up for them?
Yeah. That's better.
Damn. See? That's what happens. One of us is.
I think they've already made their decision week two.
Oh, who is it? I guess you're going to reveal
it. Maybe we'll
just
do it right here.
Let's do it.
Kentucky! Come on down. So what is the most likely game day? God, you're going to sense a theme really quick here, Shane. Give me October 10th against LSU and Lane. Whipping. So again, I mean, this schedule's pretty damn brutal. But most of the best games are away.
Yeah.
Bama's up there week two. But I think that's going to be their SEC Nation. I think they've nothing confirmed, but I think they're going to head to Lexington for that one.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. You're like, Kentucky, game day. Deal out of here. You know? But you... Again, is this likely? Probably not. But we live in a world where Indiana just won a championship, Shane. If you pull an upset or two,
yeah,
all of a sudden, Kentucky's a damn... Maybe they are the next Indiana. You know what I mean? I mean, hell, they've quite literally flipped the entire roster. I'm not saying they're going to win the national championship, but I think it's safe to say if they do well, it's going to be early, and then they may kind of peter out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's say you beat Bama and you beat Carolina at Carolina. Buddy, beating A&M at A&M seems like way too much to ask, but who knows? You know, I think that's your only path to getting a game day, and just, you know, halfway through the year, they might be the story of college football.
Buddy, God, this schedule is ridiculous. I mean, we might as well pick Louisville here, right? If they're undefeated and Louisville's got one loss coming in November 28th, that may be the game. But golly, boys, this Kentucky team, bless their heart, they have got some damn doozies on here. But that's what you signed up for, right? If I picked a SEC one, I'd probably go with I'd have to go Kentucky, Alabama as well. So that makes perfect sense on why they're week two. Maybe
right.
Last time you see Kentucky on TV.
And again, I'm not trying to mock them, because I've said a lot of crazy stuff about Kentucky this year. They hate me right now for telling the truth. But I do know for a fact, Shane, SEC Network, they do that, where they're like, who can we scratch off the list early?
Yeah.
That's probably going to not be there late.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect candidate.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if they lose by 20-plus points week two, you're like, all right, I guess that's the last we're going to be seeing them, like you said, on TV.
They're at 12, and thank God we don't have pay-per-view anymore, you know? You remember that, when we used to have... That made no sense. There was a Tennessee game I wanted to watch one time, and they said it's blacked out because they didn't fill the stadium up or something. I didn't remember exactly how that worked, but I was like, man, that's a bunch of bullshit. Couldn't watch a game. Had to listen to the radio, like the old days.
Oh, hey, I missed this one from Cousin Scott here.
Cuz.
Happy anniversary, Shane. That's awesome.
I bought her some flowers. She got mad. She got mad. I spent way too much for him.
Mad at flowers?
Yeah, so I was like, hey, I'll be romantic, and I'll get some roses delivered to her work. And she, I mean, she was happy. She, don't get me wrong, I shouldn't say she was mad, but she was upset when she saw the price tag. She was like, ah, just next time, let's don't do that. I was like, okay, all right, you got it.
Interesting.
How much would you spend? What's too much for flowers for your significant other? How much price tag?
$100.
Okay. I was over that. So, and I started thinking about it. I paid basically $10 a rose, but it was Gatlinburg, you know, so they everything's got that tax on it, you know.
I gotta be honest, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of a woman mad you spent too much money.
Not mad. I should have said mad.
I could just make any sense.
Maybe a little upset, you know? Because, I mean, it's not like we have separate accounts. Yeah.
I think it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have spent $1,000. I would have been happy, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll buy you some roses next time.
Yeah. We're going to have to get it for Caleb. Shane, oh, M-I-C.
Thank you, cuz.
I think it would be Florida for us, homecoming, also birthplace of the homecoming. So let's do MIZ next, Shane. Best option, college yeah. game day. They refuse to come to Columbia for some damn reason. Mm-hmm. Florida's a good one. But I said, Shane, A&M. Mm. How about it, buddy? Because, again, they're another one where they're a little bit flying under the radar.
Yeah.
Again, you got to look at it like this, right? If you beat Peanut Butter, Kansas, Troy, and Mississippi State, no offense to those schools, but is ESPN going to be like, buddy, Mizzou's cooking? You know, like that. Again, even I don't know if beating Florida is going to register much. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you're 5-0 and A&M is 5-0, that's how you get game day's attention, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was honestly, Mike, I was just Googling like nation game, like what other big games are going on in the country, and short of USC, Penn State, Texas A&M, Mizzou's listed number two there. So I feel like that is this is reality, Mike. You start out undefeated. Texas A&M starts out undefeated. There's not a lot of good games going on, and how many times do you get a chance to go down to Kyle Field or down to Mizzou? Sorry, this is a home game, and have game day. So yeah, I'm right there with you, brother.
And then I said SEC Nation, so Florida. So I think Caleb did nail it. Again, I think that'll be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like you got to earn game day. You know what I mean? You got to prove it to SEC, and then you get the big show. If that makes sense, because again, for all we know, Florida sucks again. I'm hyping them up, so that means they're probably going to suck again. But I do think they'll be better. But I think that'll help you if you beat a really good Florida team to get that game day.
I think Caleb knows something I don't, because he's mentioned this Florida game a couple of times. So it may be. Are we bringing it back? I loved it when Mizzou and Florida were going back and forth with each other.
Hey, shout out, Fred.
Hey, thank you, cuz.
Wedding July 6th. Is that 18th?
18th.
Thank God it's not during football season. Go, Rebs. Go, Fred. Happy almost married, huh?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. That's awesome, brother. I'm going to tell you, 18 years. I know. I'm trained professional here. It's whatever she wants. Buddies are asking me. They said, hey, you want to go golfing today? And I was like, well, hell yeah, I want to go golfing. Let me test the waters, you know. I tested the waters. Guess what? I went to Hobby Lobby. Happy wife, happy life. So, Fred, you remember that, cuz.
Well, you know what?
Now, she's
about
not
being...
going to get mad we're sleeping on the couch at that Ole Miss LSU game, is she? That, you may want to run that by her real quick.
Being married for 18 years, you know what that makes me want to do, Shane?
What's that?
Drink excessively. So that is you. Go check them out at cheershealth.com. Promo code that SEC for your after alcohol aid. You take one of these, you're going to feel 50% better or your money back. Your marriage will probably be 50% better if you take these as well. So go check them out. Cheershealth.com. Promo code that SEC for 20% off. There's a link in the show notes. You can get this at all the drugstores, Walgreens, CVS, but you ain't going to get 20% off.
Yeah.
Unless you go to cheershealth.com, use that promo code, that SVC. Maybe that's a gift the missus would have really been thankful for, Shane. Not the roses, but some Cheers.
That's what I do, you know, just slip it in her water so she's 50% happier tomorrow that I didn't spend all that money on them roses.
Hey, shout out for Fred. Let's do Ole Miss.
Yes.
And again.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Not confirmed, but rumored that they're going to be hosting LSU. So we've got that one. I'm counting that in the books already.
Mm-hmm.
As game day. So everybody that has one, I'm giving them an extra, a bonus.
Yeah.
And for me, it's Georgia Bulldogs, November 7th. Buddy, this could be, who could have seen this? I don't know if we can call it a rivalry, but this series, whatever, who could have seen this coming, Shane? Sugar Bowl, all-time classic.
Mm-hmm.
Also last year, went toe-to-toe with the Dogs in Athens the year prior. Ole Miss waxed Georgia's ass the year prior. Georgia waxed Ole Miss ass. I mean, this is turning into a great annual series, yeah. And we're getting another edition of it November 7th. Pete Golding, Kirby Smart. Come on now, Trinidad Gunner. I think November 7th could be electric.
Isn't it crazy? Like if I told you, you know, 10 years ago that Ole Miss would – potentially have two game days in one season after losing a coach. You say you lost your damn mind, right? Or Hugh Freeze is back with his recruiting antics. So I think this is absolutely the spot on, Mike. LSU obviously is an easy answer here. I think if Ole Miss is still one loss, even Georgia one loss, even this is going to be it. That you have to. I feel like I'd have to look the rest of Georgia's schedule, but it would definitely be moving the needle there. As far as SEC, I'm not ruling out the Mizzou. We just talked about opportunities for Mizzou having a strong start of the season if that's the case and Ole Miss doesn't fumble. Even if they do, I think even if Ole Miss were to lose one game, I feel like that would also be an option on October 17th.
Yeah, you absolutely nailed it. That's what I had. So Missouri coming to town, they should be having a solid record.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss should have a solid record. I mean, could be two undefeateds, even two one-loss teams. I think they get consideration for something like SEC Nation. So October 7th, I mean, ESPN, ABC, they're going to be all over that damn campus this year with them Ole Miss Rebels. They hold up their end of the bargain. You know what?
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, the maybe it's just because all the romance in the air, Shane. We're getting a lot of donations. But shout out, hey. Chelsea. I see 8-4 a mile away from that Mizzou schedule. Let's break this down for old Chelsea and the audio listeners.
8-4.
Here's Missouri's schedule. Home game, Arkansas Pine Bluff is the opener, at Kansas, Troy at home, at Mississippi State, Florida at home, A&M at home, then you're at Ole Miss, then you get your one and only bye, at Arkansas, Texas at home, at Georgia, Kentucky at home, Oklahoma at home. Jolsey says he sees 8-4 a mile away for that Mizzou schedule. Would you like that? And the over-under 6.5, keep that in mind too.
Well, so I pick the toughest games, right? When I hear four losses, I got to find them, right? So you can convince me that Georgia on the road could be a loss. You can convince me that Texas could be a loss. You can convince me Ole Miss on the road could be a loss. So those are three of the toughest games, in my opinion. Now, then comes the fourth one, right? Is it Oklahoma at home? Is it Texas A&M at home? Right. Even if you split that, maybe that's where you get the four, but that means you're not getting any good breaks your way. So, man, I will say this. If 6.5 over under, now this may change a little bit if Hardy's not suiting up, but if this is one of my favorite bets on the board is taking the over here. 8-4, could it happen? Yes, but I do see that it's also a team that could exceed expectations.
Yeah, or they could slip up too. I mean, you can look at it that way too.
Yeah. I mean, if let's say Hardy doesn't suit up, you know,
Florida's,
what I'm saying?
Florida's not a given.
No, neither's
at Mississippi State even.
No. This is going to be one of the wildest football seasons. I said that last year, and it was, but I think it doubles down this year, obviously, with 9 SEC games. You got to wrap your head around it. 8-4 is the new 9-3. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what it is. If you're happy with 9-3, then you should be pretty good with 8-4s next year.
Hey.
Oh, shit, Fred.
Fred's back.
Cuz.
Believe it or not, a lot of Rebel fans don't want game day. For the 19th. Wonder why that would be.
Let's pull that up. Oh, I don't know.
LSU is what he's talking about.
I don't know.
Too much attention?
Dude, I don't think there's enough. I don't think there is
Well,
enough.
For anybody that missed it, the Oxford PD, they reacted to the news that it was that LSU was officially at night. They were not too happy. I mean, they're joking around, of course, but
yeah,
they just know that's going to ramp up the consumption, let's say, and their work that evening. So yeah, I don't know. I don't get that one. I want the eyes of the college football world on me.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're dead set on whooping your old coach's ass who can't keep you out of your name out of his mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can we get to Fox show too? That's what I'd be saying if I was an Ole Miss fan.
Yeah. What's Trump doing? Does he want to watch this game? Let's get him down there.
Come on,
load it up. Let's make it a real circus down there. And I will say this about this game in particular, the build up from it. One of the things that you were talking about is the police department. That first comment had me rolling, dude. The first comment's like, can you publish every arrest like they do down in Texas A&M so we can have a real life feed of who's getting pulled off to jail?
Hey, shout out Jared.
Hey,
appreciate your buddy.
Thank you, cuz.
Still driving home from work. Be careful out there, Jared. Thanks for making the ride more tolerable. So let's do LSU.
Jared, did you mend to see $400? That'd be my fat thumbs on the way home hitting some random buttons.
So again, in case you missed it, week 1, Clemson already confirmed. That's going to be College game day.
Yeah.
For sure. We're starting with a bang here. What would be a second option? A lot of good ones here, Shane. A&M is,
damn,
you know, that'd be a fun game. Bama, LSU is always a classic. But I got to go Texas, November 14th.
Yeah.
Arch coming home, sort of. You know, he's from down there in New Orleans, and the family ties and everything. Sarkisian versus Kiffin. I don't believe we've had that as a head coach versus head coach, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I don't believe we've had that yet. Man, if Texas is what they say they are, if LSU is what they say they are,
yeah,
could be a top 5 showdown middle of November. That's got to be one.
Yeah, this is the opposite of Kentucky, right? You're going to be tired of seeing this football team. They're going to be on every – I mean, because you got Clemson and Ole Miss potential, right?
Yeah.
I mean, A&M in the mix. Not saying it's going to be, most likely won't be, especially if they went with those three. But how do you say no to an undefeated Alabama or an undefeated Texas? Not saying that they will be, but I'm just saying if they are, I mean, there's a real shot that you're looking at 3, potential 4 game days. So since I know those first two are probable, I will say Texas would be your next best shot.
Yeah, and I just think, again, I guess maybe I'm just a hater here, but I think Texas is going to be marketably better than Alabama.
Yeah.
Again, I could be wrong, but that also led into my decision. But I would say SEC Network game, SEC Nation.
Yeah.
Give me the week prior. Give me Alabama. So they ain't going to be that bad. You know, again, LSU, Bama, that's always a great game. DeBoer, Kiffin. I'm trying to think. I don't know that we've had that one either. I'm pretty sure we haven't. So, you know, that'll be a lot of fun. Both teams have 2 weeks to prepare, so there'll be anticipation and hype. I did consider A&M, but I think maybe I'm wrong, Shane, because, again, Kiffin's, he's going to drive ratings.
Yeah.
But I wonder if ESPN, after two of the first 3 weeks covering Kiffin, they may be like, all right, can we really give them three out of the first four? I mean, maybe they can, but that seems a bit excessive to me.
It seems definitely. And I was looking again nationwide that day. It looks like, brother, there's a real probability that we're going to see it at that game, because there are some really bad football games being played that week across the country. So, yeah, I think Texas LSU is very, very probable.
Just book it now. You know what?
Just book it. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. Just saying. Get your tickets while you can.
All right. Hey, how about one we haven't done yet, Shane? How about Oklahoma? Now, this was another intriguing one, because a lot of their primetime matchups are on the road. Michigan, right. Georgia, Texas is away from home, neutral field, but away. Florida, another one. But call me crazy. I'm saying A&M, November 21st. Splitting hairs here. Could have went Ole Miss as well.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of torn. Ole Miss, A&M, who's going to be better?
Yeah.
I might give a slight edge to A&M right now. That's kind of, not confident about it, but I'm giving that one the edge. Give me Oklahoma A&M College Game Day.
Brother, if Oklahoma gets past Michigan, Georgia, and Texas, give me South Carolina. I mean, if we're just talking scenarios here, might as well say, well, what if South Carolina wins out too? You know, I mean, obviously they have to get past my Tennessee Vols, but if they were to do that, brother, I love the front half of South Carolina's schedule, and that may be the one that I'd pick. It's one that you're not expecting, one that nobody's talking about right now, but given, I mean, what a daunting schedule this is. Even if Oklahoma, golly.
I just don't think there's any way they're going to be undefeated that game.
Yeah, but getting all the way to a Texas A&M, I mean, we're talking
game day. It could be elimination for A&M and Oklahoma. Those are the type of games they want. You know, like I could see each of them being 9-2. Or would it be 8-2, I guess?
Can you do South Carolina one more time? Can you pull their schedule up? I just want to look at it one more time. All right, just go with me here, Mike. We're talking Alabama and Tennessee.
They just won four games. Remember that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, all right. I'll shut up. All right, do Texas A&M. Pull Texas A&M up one more time. Let's just, because they got to be undefeated too. So they got to get past LSU.
They don't have to be undefeated.
At least one loss between LSU, Bama, Mizzou, Tennessee. Maybe you're right. Maybe Texas A&M's the move here.
I think even two losses, it's a hell of a game.
No, two losses won't happen. They got to be a one loss. We're talking game day here, man. Game day.
Yeah, well, they went all last season undefeated till the final day of game. You know what?
I know.
So maybe they could.
I like.
Of course, what did they have? 15 NFL players on their team.
We can fast forward this like 10 months from now. We're like, wow, what were we thinking?
They're gonna lose week one.
Why were we sleeping on South Carolina? There were so many signs there. Hey, Roll Tide.
Steve it up. We appreciate you, buddy.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thanks for helping us get through the offseason. Happy anniversary, Shane, and love your video.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now, I appreciate all the support, man. Everybody came over there and was wishing me good luck and giving me some good advice, and I appreciate all of it. I felt all of it. It was awesome. So, yeah, I'm locked in, brother. I'm a little bit ahead of schedule because I feel like I need to be to make these videos. So I'm like 3 days, and I'm foreshadowing that the next 3 days were great.
Avi Suter says, Shane's been hitting the legends hard.
Little too hard. A little easier on the diet, though. Less calories on it.
But Western North Carolina guy says Gamecocks will be 7-0.
There we go. Come on. I knew they were out there.
You could go either side of the spectrum. positive or negative. You know what? That's the best. Yeah. That's my favorite part about the offseason. Yeah. All right. How about that? No, Shane. Mm. Best case to host game day. This one I thought was a little bit easy here.
Yes.
But I got to go September 26th. Oklahoma comes to town. Mm-hmm. If Oklahoma takes care of Michigan, I think we got like a guarantee to have two undefeateds, two teams that were in the playoff last year, two of the best brands in all of sports. Oklahoma coming to Georgia. Thoughts on that?
I think this is the easiest one we've done so far. Yeah. That's the number one by mile. There's some good games, right? You talked about Alabama and Georgia, potentially Ole Miss and Georgia. There's a lot of Georgia potential game days, but the one hosting, yeah, it's going to be the Sooners, September 26th.
And then for the SEC Nation, now I took a swing here, Shane, taking a swing. Give me Auburn, October 17th. Now, Auburn's got to hold up their end of the bargain. Now, maybe I should have said, you know, another really good one is Florida. But the fact that it's not in Jacksonville, I don't know, Atlanta.
It's kind of a home game, right?
Yeah, they'll probably do it for just now that I'm thinking about it out loud here, Florida.
Yeah.
But I just think if we could get some juice, let's just skip to Auburn while we're sitting here talking about them. If Auburn can get some juice here, it's not that far-fetched, Shane, that they are undefeated or close to, or maybe like a one-loss team when they got to go to Georgia. They'd have to beat Baylor in Atlanta. They'd have to beat Southern Miss, Florida, and Vanderbilt, all those at home, at Tennessee. Now, realistically, is any Auburn fan saying, oh, man, we're going to just beat the shit out of everybody? No, but, I mean, it quite literally could be one upset, and they're undefeated by October 17th.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about that, but I do see where you're coming from, right? I feel like a big win week one, because a lot of people are going to be watching that game. That's how we're going to be judging the Auburn boys here. So if they have a blowout in that one, then all of a sudden, you know, these other games are going to be even more impactful, like a Florida Gator win. A Tennessee win, definitely on the road. That would be massive. I feel like if that were to happen, and the only way to happen, I feel like some other teams would have to fall a little bit, maybe some of those October 17th games we've already talked about. But if that were to happen, I think your best shot to see one for Auburn would be what did you pick? Georgia, right? So Georgia-Auburn? Yes. What did you pick for Auburn?
For Auburn?
LSU?
Now, you got to remember, Shane, this was one of the most talented teams in the country.
Yeah.
Now, I know the record didn't show it. That's because they're a stupid head coach, right? And I know they lost some guys, but I think we've upgraded massively at quarterback, massively at coach and offensive coordinator. So this could be a sneaky, sneaky good team. I don't love them to host any game for game day, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I think the lane train. LSU's going to break a record for how many times they're on game day this year. But, yeah, give me October 24th. I think that's the best option Auburn has to host game day this season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the best. That definitely. Because they're not going to host it. It doesn't matter even if Florida's undefeated, Vanderbilt's undefeated. They're right. It's not going to happen. Your best shot
Arkansas.
Is definitely, yeah. I mean.
But now, I do think there's an excellent chance that Florida game, they get the SEC Nation show.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a safe bet. And plus, I just feel like those coaches are going to hate each other eventually. You're right. There's just something about that. Those two guys going at it. So, yeah, why not? Put that one on there.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then, hey, how about them Gators, Shane? We haven't talked about them. Florida Gators, give me. Ooh, now this is a little bit of a hope and a prayer here.
Yeah.
I don't feel confident about this one. I may have screwed it up. But I'm saying September 26th, Ole Miss.
Mm.
Again, Ole Miss will be coming off this LSU game. Florida, if you're beating Auburn on the road, maybe that gives you a little bit of juice. And I can see the storylines now. Is Florida back? You know, we could have something like that. Other than that, I mean, I was thinking maybe Oklahoma, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think you're surviving. I'm very high on Florida.
Right.
I don't think they're going to be undefeated or one loss by November 7th.
If Florida's one loss by November 7th, that I feel like Oklahoma's your bet here.
Ole Miss, they're likely coming off multiple losses.
Yeah, my concern is not enough respect for the Owl and the Camel and the rebuild Auburn Tiger team. You know, that's just what it's not that yeah. I don't think, like, if Ole Miss, if you switch them and maybe South Carolina by October 10th, maybe then we say, okay, let's give Florida Gators the opportunity. But I think a lot has to happen. So if they, let's say they lose, they go 1-1 on the Texas, maybe, hell, I'm just, you never know, brother. They may win those games. I'm not going to say that. But if they go 1-1 and they beat Ole Miss, I feel like Oklahoma could be the one.
Yeah, I think that's just our nice way of saying, Gator fans, I think you nailed the head coach hire. Don't be prepared. Just don't expect game day this year. But I do think you'll get SEC Nation for that November 7th Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a really good game. And hell, maybe even that Ole Miss game, you'll get SEC Nation. So I think you'll have some opportunities, just not game day, not this year.
No. We're rebuilding. We're building something.
Now this was a tough one too, Shane. Arkansas.
Ooh.
Now, bear with me here, right?
Oh, yeah.
It would take the upset of all upsets, but if you whoop George's ass, and you know, that be if you're good enough to beat Georgia at home, you're probably a 24-point underdog. If you're good enough to do that, you could beat the Purple Lions. You're whooping Utah's ass. I don't care where that game's played. You're beating Tulsa's ass. I don't know. You can beat A&M. They kind of own you. But, hell, if you could beat Georgia, then you could probably beat A&M. I think your only shot to host a game day is Tennessee. And this would be the story of college football. If Arkansas is 5-0, Tennessee coming to town, that's the only shot I think you got.
And I'd be worried to death. I'd be worried to death. I'd be full panic mode. I'm already there. I don't care what the record is by the time we get to this game. I've been on record saying, but I brother, if that, I mean, listen, we're talking about beating Utah, beating Georgia, beating A&M on the road. By God, if they get through that, Mike, they deserve college game day.
You can't deny them if they did that, right?
No, you can't. I mean, what are you doing? So, now Tennessee has to keep their part too. You know, they can't be lipping in with one loss. They can't have any losses. This would truly have to be two undefeated teams. Jeez Louise.
And then I think I'm feeling a little confident. Maybe, I don't know, but SEC Nation, I think your best shot is Georgia. Because I think if you could beat Utah,
yeah,
I think there will be some legitimate buzz. You know, that hey, we got the right guy. He's going to turn this ship around. Bring old Paul Feinbaum down to Fayetteville.
Yeah,
and you know the whole you know, it's like a 4-hour show, Shane. They'll be like, we believe we can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then Georgia will beat them by 38. Then we won't hear from Arkansas the rest of the year. You know what I mean? But there'll be hope before that game.
Yeah. I can't wait to interview the Arkansas guys prior to, you know, because they'll be like, I didn't want to get sucked back in, but here we are.
All right. And then how about Mississippi State, Shane? Game day. What? How about October 3rd, Alabama. Alabama's going to have to do their part. But the tougher task will be, going undefeated here. ULM, at Minnesota, at Carolina, Mizzou. Not impossible by any means. I don't even think it'll be improbable. I mean, hell, Mississippi State basically showed up every game, and then they would collapse late. But it just, you know, you don't collapse. Maybe that's the ticket. I think that's about your only shot this year.
Yeah, even then, man, I just don't. I know Mississippi, man, State fans, they get so damn mad because I'm negative. But I'm not saying it wouldn't be worth it, but you're going to have to beat Alabama and LSU for Oklahoma to be the game. I'm going October 24th, more likely, because you're going to have a little bit more on your resume than Mizzou and South Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. And I picked that Oklahoma game for SEC Nation.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's – well, and then I'll circle back and say Alabama for that one then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the better answer, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Sorry that I believe in State a little more than you.
God, we've talked Ole Miss too much, you know.
Hey, shout out J-Bank.
Hey, thank you, cuz.
My wife is yelling for me to come eat dinner. I better get in there if I want to see our anniversary. Congrats, Cousin Shade. Great show as always, gentlemen. We appreciate you.
Jamie. Thank you, cuz. Enjoy the meal.
And the marriage.
Yeah, and that part. Yes.
All right, last but not least, Shane Vanderbilt. Ooh, this was a tough one for me, Shane. Very
Delaware.
Tough. Give me Bama, November 14th. Now, you know, again, what's your record going to be? It's going to be an uphill climb. But, you know, what if, Shane, what if they keep the magic going for another year? El Diego Pavia, what is he, 5'2"? The new quarterback, 6'2". He might be twice quarterback. Vanderbilt's not going undefeated, but if they are, let's say they're a one or two loss team, you know, this Alabama series, all of a sudden it's got some juice there.
There's a reason Vanderbilt's always last here. Alabama's going to be the answer, because if success happens and we're talking Georgia and Ole Miss, I mean, those are resume makers, and you know, Georgia puts you in the top 20, Ole Miss, you know, can move you up a little bit further. So a lot of things have to happen, obviously, but dude, it's not crazy. It is not crazy to sit here and say that can't be a good game. So I think more likely SEC Network, even if Vanderbilt has a successful season, and they would have to have maybe one loss coming into that one.
Now, I said Tennessee for the SEC game.
No, I'd say Bama. I'd circle him for both. make or break. This is so many good games that last, you know, rivalry week. So,
but you tough. Do you catch a little bit of a break because there's games on Thursday and Friday and
true. Yeah,
that was also factored into my decision. So again, I'm playing chess, Shane. Well, you're playing checkers over here.
So damn smart. You've been taking them cheer pills again. I knew it.
You know it, brother. You know who else has been?
Who's that?
Oh, Simply.
Oh, shit. Thank you,
He's out here gifted all kinds of memberships.
Hell yeah.
Shout out, Simply. I got them screen marked here because it was a while ago. Here we go. So Simply Shade gifted Stevie G, Swampy, 1984, Hall of Fame, CFB, Justin Summer, Wesley Steiner, and then hold up, Shane.
Uh-oh.
He gifted five more. Shut up. Simply trying to add to the army of cousins. We got Kyle Taylor, Rhodes, Big Daddy Tarl, C-Dubs, Candles, Don't Lie. From Simply. And then I think we had shout out Bulldog Mississippi.
Yeah, there he is. Come on, he gifted
a membership too. Trying to find it.
Don't be Ole Miss.
He gifted it to Freeman.
Hey!
All of y'all,
welcome to the family. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate you all, man. I tell you what, we're in that stage, right? We know it. This is like therapy. It's like, I don't know what to do. That's right. I ain't got football on my TV. You know what I'm saying? We're therapists here. And I appreciate all the cousins hanging out. It's been an absolute blast. And remember, official cousins, they get their questions answered on the mailbag shows, which we got coming up. So be sure to get those in. And thanks again for all the support that came over and gave my video a thumbs up. Means a lot. And just makes me want to get out there and walk. I about Mike yesterday. We got done. I mean, you kept talking. You're like, stop. I was like, what? He's like, you're beating around the bush. Get your ass out there and walk. So appreciate you, Mike.
Yeah, Shane was like, what's the weather like here? You got any new shoes you want to talk about? Yeah, I was like, what? And like, he doesn't ask me these questions. Going on and on.
What's your favorite flower?
Shout out, James. His bike's 50% better.
Yeah, that's the truth.
All right, so that's going to do it for this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with a mailbag show.
Yes.
Until then, we will catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.